Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You're listening to Finance for Beginners. This is the podcast that demystifies how Wall Street investment works, including all of that confusing jargon, and what it all means to you. It's explained to you by veteran investor and broker, John Lemmerman.
Hi, John. How are we doing today?
Doing good. How are you, Roger?
I'm terrific. Thanks. Hey, listen, talk to me about IRAs. That's Individual Retirement Account. Is that right?
That is correct. IRA is Individual Retirement Accounts. These accounts were created by the government knowing that Social Security was not going to be enough for people in retirement. Uh-huh. And so it's a way to encourage people to help plan their own retirement, help fund their own retirement. And the two main ways are the traditional IRA, which you contribute to, and you can write your contributions off of your taxes, and Roth IRAs, which you can contribute to post-tax. And so you don't write your contributions off your taxes, but it grows, they both grow, I should say it this way, the traditional grows tax-deferred, and the Roth grows tax-free.
Because you paid the tax up front.
Yeah. You were taxed on that income in the year you made it.
Okay. So with a traditional IRA, then I'm putting money into that, assuming weekly or monthly or whatever the regular thing is. And I know a lot of companies will help. They'll either match your contributions, or at least they'll take it out of your salary and put it in automatically for you.
So corporately, there's 401ks, 403bs. There's a few different kinds of corporate accounts where you're right. The corporations will do a match.
Okay.
They will match you up to a certain amount.
Now, is that different from a regular IRA?
Yeah, the IRA is individual, so it is you yourself doing it.
Oh, okay.
And when you do it yourself, you can do it into whatever you want. You can buy CDs at a bank. You can buy General Motors, you know, or a single stock, or you can do a portfolio of stocks and bonds. You can even do self-directed IRAs where you invest in real estate yourself.
Okay.
All kinds of things you can do with IRAs.
Okay. And then the Roth IRA, same idea, except you're doing it on money that you've already paid the taxes on?
Right.
Okay, so the difference between the traditional and the Roth is like, at what point do you pay the taxes?
Yeah. And so you do a traditional with the idea that you're going to be paying a lower tax rate when you're in retirement. So, and you can take advantage of the tax deduction, you know, now. So you get Uncle Sam's help now by getting that tax deduction. And then the thought is you'll probably be at a lower tax rate when you take the withdrawal.
Any advantage of the Roth?
The Roth IRA, the advantages with that is you can pull your money out in 5 years And as long as you're taking the base that you put in, like if your contributions from 5 years ago currently there's a $7,000 limit. So if you put $7,000 in this year, 5 years from now, should there come a need that you need some money and you're unable to get it anyplace else or interest rates are too high, you can withdraw that contribution and use it now, and you're not going to be taxed on that. You can't pull the growth out, but you can take your original contribution out.
I see. Okay.
And then the other benefit I would say is when you pass on, your traditional IRA that you're leaving to beneficiaries, those beneficiaries still have to pay the tax. Where if you leave your beneficiaries a Roth IRA, that's tax-free. So okay. They're not going to have to pay tax on that.
So there are pros and cons to all of that. So I guess let me toss this out at you then. People should contact their financial professional to determine what's going to work best for them.
Yeah, and it's very possible they might do some of each.
Ah, okay. Well, I learned something new and probably more than something. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
I'm Roger Humphrey, and on behalf of myself and John Lemmerman, we thank you so much for listening, and we hope you find the information really valuable. If so, please stop by Finance for Beginners for another episode. Hey, if you've got any questions, please leave them in the comments down below. I promise we will read them. The content of this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute financial, investment, or legal advice. The opinions expressed by the host and guests are their own and may not reflect the views of their respective organizations or employers. While we strive to provide accurate and up-to-date information, financial markets are subject to fluctuations, and the information provided may become outdated or change over time. Always do your own research and consult with a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions or taking any financial actions. We may discuss products, services, or strategies, but our recommendations are not endorsements. Any potential conflicts of interest will be disclosed as applicable. We do not receive compensation for promoting any specific financial products or services. By listening to this podcast, you agree that the hosts, guests, and producers are not liable for any losses or damages resulting from your reliance on the information provided.